This is the Mormon Mixed Faith Marriage Podcast with Certified Life Coach Brooke Booth, episode number 125. Okay, a client recently sent me this most interesting YouTube video that it was like called Jubilee something, but it was basically a group of maybe four or five believing Mormons and four or five post-Mormons. And they came together, sat in a circle, and had like a moderated discussion on topics that are of interest to these groups, things like LGBT issues, women's roles and status, and these types of issues. And they sat and they discussed their points of view and they discussed their opinions in a very respectful, in a very moderated way. And it was so interesting watching them talk about church because it's not always easy. And you could tell it wasn't easy for them from time to time. And I see this with couples I work with in mixed faith marriages, is that there's a lot of opportunities to talk about church and it's not always easy. It really is something of a skill set that can be developed. And for various reasons, you may be talking about church things or you may not be talking about church things. And that's okay. So let's talk about talking about church in the podcast today. And I've done a podcast in the past about like talking about your faith transition. This one's a little bit different. This one's like literally talking about church. Lessons, conferences, callings, news, doctrines, topics, messaging, talking about church. Now, I'm sort of going to paint like two extreme ways that I see this come up with clients and people I work with. On the far side are the rare couple who just love talking about church together. They love the intellectual debate. They love showing the different ideas that they each have and sharing and talking through them and unpacking them and agreeing to disagree at the end of the day. And they just really enjoy that rich intellectual conversation that they have talking about all things church, the sacrament meeting talks to the conference talks to stances on all the issues. And good for them. Like, that is fun. That is engaging. That is intellectually stimulating. There are some couples like that. And then on the far other side is there's couples who like don't talk church at all. You know, a spouse gets a new calling. It's not under discussion because the other person doesn't care anyway. Or they're afraid of engaging in that conversation for whatever reason they may have, where church is just no go. And you may fall on one of those extremes. You may fall somewhere in the middle. I want you to just think about like, okay, where do we fall as far as talking about church? So I was thinking about that for my husband and I, and we have certainly been all over this spectrum. But currently I'd describe our situation like this is, so this weekend, my husband, he's in the Stake Young Men's presidency. So he attended a youth dance. And so he went to Costco and bought whatever they needed to buy for it and then went to the dance, right? So he was telling, he does this thing after he goes to one of these stake activities or something like this. And he says, hey, I saw so-and-so at the dance last night and they said hi. And he does this really funny thing. Like sometimes it's just like somebody we both have a mutual friend with and, you know, I saw so-and-so and they said hi. He does this thing quite a bit is he'll tell me about somebody that I don't actually know. And he'll tell me that he saw them and that they said hi. And I always think that's funny because it's just, there's a little quirk that my husband does. And I'll just be like, yeah, I don't actually know them, but very nice of them to say hi. He does this with the kids a lot too. Hey, I saw so-and-so, you know, somebody your age, And they said, hi. It's his typical way of talking about church. And as I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about his habit of doing this with us, you know, I saw so-and-so and they said, hi. Or I saw so-and-so and they've grown or gotten a new job or whatever. And I realized that he is actually doing, he's offering a bid. He's offering a bid to me, or he's offering a bid to one of the children, depending on who his comment is directed at. So I thought this would be a great time to review bids. I've done it in the past on the podcast, but these things are valuable to review. So let's review bids here for just a minute. A bid is basically, so first of all, there's a bid and then there's a response to the bid. And if your relationship can have a bid and a positive response to the bid more times than negative responses to the bid, great. Like, you're winning the marriage game, you're doing well. A bid, it's a bid for emotional connection. That's what we mean by bid. Somebody reaching out to the other to seek or find connection. A positive response is acknowledging that and engaging with them in turn. So let me give you some examples. Hey, what did you do today? There's a bid. Positive response is, hey, I took Leah to the dentist and then I stopped at the grocery store. That's an example. Another, how was work? There's a bid. Had a meeting with my boss and it was stressful. There's a positive response where now you're engaging with that person. Did you read this article yet? No, not yet, but I really want to. Thanks for reminding me. Okay, bids, positive responses. A negative response doesn't always sound like we think it might. It could just be not engaging. I'm fine. No. Nothing. Like, nothing happened today. Like, these, while they're also, you're not ghosting them entirely. You're not really engaging. You're not really connecting emotionally. So think of a positive response to a bid as receiving the invitation and then now engaging emotionally, connecting with the other person. So that's what my husband's doing in these situations. He's like, hey, let's emotionally engage as we talk about these people we both mutually know. So church bids can sound anything like what my husband did to how was church today. Church conversations can become bids, emotional bids. And I actually think this is a pretty normal area to have church conversations be bids, because church is such a huge part of your life. It's a huge part emotionally. It's of great importance, obviously, spiritually, but it also is just a good chunk of change time-wise too. So church conversations can very easily become emotional bids. Now, remember with bids is the topic is not important. The goal is actually to connect, to have a conversation, to have a connection. So if you're talking about what was discussed in Sunday school, that's not material or super important. The important thing is that there's an invitation offered, an engagement, you know, basically invitation received, and then engagement happens. And I bring this up because this is often what stops me from engaging in a positive way to my husband's bids around church and talking about church. He might bring something up like, I saw so-and-so, or, you know, this is what happened at church today. And what stops me 9 times out of 10 from giving a positive response in turn is my own internal dialogue. I may be internally saying, oh, he's trying to get me back to church. He's only bringing this up because he's guilt tripping me. He's trying to make me feel bad and change my mind. Those thoughts, I guarantee, stop me from responding positively to his emotional bid. And so what's really helpful for me is to remind myself that this bid is about emotional connection and not ultimately about church. And it really helps me then be able to respond with a positive response. Now, that's a skill that may take time. Don't expect yourself to do that perfectly from day one. Give yourself time to develop the skill to recognize the thoughts that are stopping you from wanting to connect and give that positive response to the bid. And give yourself time to recognize them and to, you know, choose something else to think in that moment instead, if that's available to you. So a lot of bids I offer my husband are like, hey, tell me about church. How was church? You know, the examples that you might use is, tell me about your new calling. Did you enjoy the Relief Society activity? And again, the point of these bids are not to talk about church or to change minds, but to connect on something that's happening in your life. And church is happening in your life. Sometimes your spouse isn't yet ready to connect with you on church stuff. Sometimes you're not ready to connect with them on church stuff. These are tender issues. And it's okay if you need to take a little hiatus from using church topics as emotional bids. You might need to take a break from that for a while people heal and grow and move on and process. Just because they don't want to connect with you on a church topic doesn't mean they don't want to connect with you. That topic just may not be a great place for them to visit right now. And this is where you might need to look at other topics and try to build connection and offer bids with other topics for a season or forever even. I can hear some of you asking this questions like, it seems like no matter what I do, all bids are rejected. I want to say two things about that. One is there may be a season when some space and healing needs to take place. When they're not able to respond to your bids about church, or maybe your bids about other topics either, and they may need a breather to heal and gather and process and then come back. I want you to consider that the invitations that you're offering, the bids, the emotional bids you're offering are still valuable, even if they're not able to respond positively right now. They may still deeply appreciate the bids and that you're willing to keep reaching out to them, even if they're not, for whatever reason, able to respond positively to those bids. It may actually be really helpful to them to know that you're there and ready and willing to reach out when they're ready to receive those bids. Certainly a time in my own relationship where I wasn't able to respond positively to my husband's bids because of my own emotional work. And his ability to keep offering those bids was amazing and so appreciated. Second thing to consider is they may be hurt and not feeling safe and not wanting to wade into connection. So they may not be able to respond positively to your bids ever. This is a little bit heavier, but this might be some really important information for you to look at and consider and get some help to work through this. Okay, let's do a quick recap. If you're in a marriage where church is a tense topic, and I think if you're in a mixed faith marriage, that's likely you, can you see church as a means to an end when it comes to emotional bids, simply as a topic to use to talk about your day, your life, as a topic to connect on, and not as a topic that you need to change somebody's mind on or get on the same page about? It's just an excuse to engage with each other. Can you give them the space they may need if they're not in a space right now to talk about church? Can you give yourself the space you need if you're in a space where you're not okay talking about church for a season? And then if all bids are not being received, that's information too to look closely at and consider and decide what you'll do with that. I want you to consider that, like that couple I talked about where they have those super rich intellectual conversations and they love to talk about all the doctrine and messages and all the things that may not ever be available to you. And that's okay. Not all relationships need to look like, and look like a certain way and have certain conversations happening in order to be just great, solid, functioning relationships. But if you never, ever talk about church, that might be a little bit more concerning to me. I'd like to be able to move away from the area where it's so strictly taboo, where it can at least be used from time to time and here and there as a bid for emotional connection with some sort of a positive response. So with that in mind, think about where you're at and where you'd like to head as far as talking about church in your mixed faith marriage. And if you're looking for some help with that, as always, go to my website, brookboothcoaching.com, check out my course, home study course. That might be a great fit for you. I just put a new discounted price to make it even more accessible. Check out one-on-one coaching if you think that's what you need. Get the help you need. It is worth working on these relationships because they're such a huge and vital part of our lives. All right, wishing you the very best.